Okay, so I just want to begin. I just want to begin with two ha'aras regarding the Zereshava that we spoke about. I don't speak about more today. The Zereshava. You want to record that?
Backup point.
So I want to talk about the Zereshava of Tezvav that links the mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Pesach with the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah on the sukkahs. And the main chakir, I want to talk about it, which we saw hopefully in that ta'ara and in the Meiri, printed in the back from the Baruch Ber. We'll get to that. But before that, just in terms of understanding the Gzera Shovel altogether, okay? The Torah tells us in Parashat Temple, where is the Gzera Shovel Tesvav come from? What are the two psukim? So you take a look in Parashat Temple, sources 1 and 2. Parakhav Gimel Pasuk Yud, it says regarding the mitzvah of Pesach, it says, Chamishah, Sayom, Rachob, Zech, Chaga, Matzos, Vashem, Shivis, Yom, Matzos, Tocheil. It says, Shivis, Yom, Matzos, Tocheil. And regarding Sukkot, it says, that's in Parakhav Gimel Pasuk, Zayin, Pasuk Vav. And in Pasuk Lamed Dalet, the same parak, it says, Dabar, Avon, Yisrael, Yom, Chamishah, Sayom, Rachob, Zech, Chaga, Sukkot, Shivis, Yom, Hashem. Okay, so it tells us about Chag HaMatzah and Chag HaSukkah, because in both times you have the phrase B'chamisha Asar Yom. Okay? Now, the problem is, what's bothering me is, that in the Makor about Pesach, right, by eating matzah, it says Shivas Yom and Matzah Tocheilu, yes. But what does it not say anything about, at least explicitly? What does that passage not say anything about? It says generally Shivas Yom and Matzah Tocheilu. That there's a chiv when? Yeah. The pasuk never mentions that there's a special chiv on the first night. So, it's just a ha'ara, but it's just interesting because we want to learn out a special chiv of the first night of Sukkot from a special chiv of the first night of Pesach. In fact, the pasuk that is quoted as Chamishosar, the pasuk that says Chamishosar Yom, doesn't say anything about the first night. It just says in general, the chiv Shivas Yomim, Matzah Tocheilu. I'm making the point. Later on in the Chumash, in Parashas Re'eh, to make things more complicated, it says, now this may be the answer though, it says in Parak Tazayim, Dorm Pasuk Ches, Source 3, Sheish Yisomim Tochol Matzos. If the Matzos 60, only if she had says, Shemal Kechel, Osas Malachah, fine, the 7 days Yantim, but on the Malachah. But there it says, Sheish Yisomim Tochol Matzos. So that's already a problem because it's the stira that, again, which I'll speak about. It's not really our topic now, but when it does say Shivas Yomim Matzah Tocheilu, then it says Sheishas Yomim Tochol Matzah. So which is it? It sounds like just looking at the truth about itself, an open stira, right? It says 7 days eat matzah, 6 days eat matzah. So the answer is, well, eating matzah on Pesach is apparently only a chiv for the first night. How do we get to that? Because since in one place it says 7, in one place it says 6, okay, so the, we'll see in the Gemara in a second, if you prepared it, that evidently the 6 days and 7 days, this apparent theory, it teaches us that really eating matzah is optional for 6 days, but it's only obligatory 1 day. How do we know that? Because there's another pasuk in Parshas Bo, source number 4, Shavuos Perkei Beis Pasuk Kirches, when Pesach was first introduced in the Chumash. Barisham, Barbos, a Yom Lachorish, Barerev Tochlu Matzos. I don't know how to say Lachorish Barerev. But the phrase, Barerev Tochlu Matzos, the 14th, right, of the first month, Barisham, the first month, that's Nisan, Barbos, a Yom, the 14th, Barerev, that evening, okay, which we actually call already what? The 14th in the evening already is called the 15th, right? So it's a funny expression altogether. But it says, Barerev Tochlu Matzos. Put all this together, you find the following. Let's look together the Gemara Pesachim, which I hope you saw. Source number 5, Pesachim, Kuf, Chav, Amar Aleph, with the Rashban. Someone want to read it? Someone else want to read it? Okay. Amar Rav, follow along. This is the Gemara, the very end of Masechet, Pesachim, Kuf, Chav, Amar Aleph. Amar Rav, Matzah, Bizman Hazeh, Doraisa, Umar, Drabahat. Okay, Rav is of the opinion that Matzah, Bizman Hazeh, meaning, even after the Churban Habayis, there's no more Korban Pesach. Okay, matzah remains Doraisa, whereas Mara is Rabban. So Mara is Umay Shlom Mara. Okay, why is Mara only Drabbanan? And the Pasuk Chumash, if he's Mara, why is someone going to turn into a Mitzvah Drabbanan? Our answer is Dechsiv Al Matzo Sumorim. Okay, when the Torah talks about the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach, it says you have to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach with Matzah Mara. And as you well know, the Machlokes was, with Hillel, says with Mamesh, right? Korech, okay. But you have to eat the matzah tomorrow with the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, "Bisman de'ika Pesach yesh morah, bisman de'leka Pesach lech gemorah." Rava is of the opinion that matzah, that morah, bisman is not allowed to abandon. Why? Because when you look at the Chumash and you see the mitzvah of eating morah, it is presented as an adjunct or a part of the mitzvah of what? Eating Korban Pesach. So therefore concludes the Rava, well, since Mara is only presented in the Chumash in association with the Korban Pesach, means that there's no Korban Pesach, there's no Chiyuv Mara. So why do we have Mara? Drabbanan, the Zecher, right? That's the opinion of Rava. Everyone follow why? Again, because you look in the Chumash, and it says that Mara is, again, so the full Pesach, I should have printed it, the full Pesach is there in the Parshas Bo. It says, I'll take my word for it tonight, you'll look it up later, but Achlos HaBosam HaLaila Azeh, Sliyesh umatzos amra mechlu. But the ikar of that pasuk is achlos habasar, meaning the meat of the Korban Pesach. Right? The Korban Pesach was brought on the 14th of Nisan in the afternoon. Right? But it wasn't eaten until nightfall, right? That's what they had to say, right? The Korban Pesach was actually brought on a day that we call Erev Pesach, like the 14th of Nisan, in the afternoon. That's when the Korban Pesach was brought. The Mishnah is described. Three shifts of Jews came in, groups, right? The Chabura came in together, the Shef of the Korban Pesach, they ate the meat, they slaughtered the animal, did all the carbon-related matter, and then the meat, they would eat at night, right? At their Seder, by the family. That's what the Korban Pesach. So, the Torah says, when you eat Achlos HaBosar, Balayla HaZeh, you have to eat the meat that night. Okay, meaning the night of the 15th, already the 14th now became the 15th, that's when you have to eat the meat in association with your Seder, what we call the Seder. And with the meat, you have to eat matzah mara. Implying, says Rabbi, when there is no meat of the Korban Pesach to eat, because there is no Korban Pesach, says no chiyuv to have mara either, not on the derisa level. So the Gemara immediately asks, what? So then why? So then matzah. I mean, it's the same pasuk. Sliyeshu matzos amro mehu, right, mentions matzah too in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. The Gemara asks right away, the second line there. Again, it's a tzach mekuv chafim and olive. Very end of the second. Matzanami hotziv al matzos umroim. So one second. You're right, it's a logical point. The Torah mentions Mara as an adjunct to the Korban Pesach. Matzah also mentions an adjunct to the Korban Pesach. So why, once you rub a hole, then Mara is Manazeh is Drabbanan, which makes a certain amount of sense, just to say to the matzah. Answer the Gemara, no, matzah mehadar bekroba erev tochlu matzahs, period. Back to the Pasuk 4. Pasuk 4 says, erev tochlu matzahs, right? That Pasuk, when the Torah, Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Ches. What is not mentioned in that pasuk? Look back, huh? Mar is not mentioned in that pasuk. What else is not mentioned in that pasuk? Korban Pesach. So from that pasuk, what do you see? Says Rava, that there's an independent chiyuv to eat matzah as well. The matzah has two roles, so to speak. Matzah is an adjunct to the Korban Pesach, yes, but there's also a pasuk independent. Right? Pasuk Yud Ches in Perek Beis, here quoted in source 4. Tells us an independent chiyuv to eat matzah, erev tochlu matzahs, nothing to do with the Korban Pesach. Memeila, Rava says, okay, enachanami, the aspect of matzah as an adjunct to the Korban Pesach, that may not be applicable today because no Korban Pesach. But this pasuk is still applicable today, why not? Okay, the pasuk Chumash says that you have to eat matzah, so you have to eat matzah, why should we make it different? That's the opinion of Rava. In other words, bottom line, maror is never mentioned independently, you look at the Chumash, maror is never mentioned independently of the Korban Pesach. So therefore, Rava concludes, Mara is only an adjunct to Korban Pesach. Kolzman is no Korban Pesach, there's also no Mara. Mashiach, okay, Matzah, while it is mentioned with the Korban Pesach, is also mentioned independently. Right? That's the sheet of Rava. Very nice. Good. Now the Gemara continues. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar, Echad Zeh, Drabbanan. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, no. They're both be Drabbanan, Bisman Zeh. Both Mara and Matzah, Bisman Zeh, Drabbanan. Both. I see more ads. Aye, but Elah HaKtziv Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs. Well, what about the Pasuk, Be'erev Tochlu Matzahs? In other words, we just said it's correct, right? Matzah does appear independently of the Korban Pesach. So what happened? So he has, no, we learned something entirely different in that pasuk. He mebayale letome b'shahaya b'derech ha'oka. The south of that, when it came in the Pesach ha'achli, matzumar namo nechakamash malon. Okay, what's that talking about? So you know, you may remember from Bar Shavalos, huh? Sometimes you have an individual who is too far away, he couldn't make it to the Beis HaMikdash in time to bring the Korban Pesach. For a variety of reasons, we don't have to go into the details now, but he's too far away, he's too far, he lives far away, didn't make it in time to bring the Korban Pesach. So says Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, I might have thought, well, this guy is not going to have any meat, not that there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's a Beis HaMikdash, he just didn't get there. Okay, so I might have thought, well, okay, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, he can't eat the matzah tomorrow. Right, he doesn't have to eat the matzah tomorrow either. So, kamash malon, the plus war of tachlu matzah, no, he's still chayav to eat matzah. Talking about the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Talking about a guy who, for whatever reason, didn't make it to the Beis HaMikdash. So he's not eating any meat from the Korban Pesach, he's not there. He's stuck in Tel Aviv, or in New York, or wherever. Okay? So therefore, it tells us he still has to eat that's what war of tachlu matzah teaches us. Alright, so in other words, matzah remains an independent obligation, but not because manazeh. Now, the Acha Bar Yaakov Shita is that fundamentally, matzah is an adjunct to the Korban Pesach. But if somebody, when there is a Korban Pesach, just he's not there to bring it, he still has to eat matzah. But bizman hazeh, when the Korban Pesach is gone altogether, no one's bringing a Korban Pesach, then the mitzvah of matzah, like the mitzvah of mar, is only drabbanan. So holds Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Okay, so it's a machlokas, Amaron, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. What does Rav, so how does Rav learn out? I mean, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is right, okay? The person who cannot make it to Yerushalayim to bring the Korban Pesach is still obligated to eat matzah. So, and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov learns that from the phrase Baruch Tochel Matzahs, right? So what does Rav do with that? Rava used Baruch Tochel Matzahs to teach us that the mitzvah of matzah applies in Bizman HaZeh. Okay, Rav Yaakov says, no, the pasuk Baruch Tochel Matzahs teaches us that it applies to the person who's not a bayis, who personally couldn't make it to the Beis HaMikdash. There were many Korban Pesachs, but just not him. So Rava, Amalachah, Tamei, Shahar, V'derachokah, Lo Tzarekwa. You don't have to tell me that he has to, of course he has to eat matzah. It's obvious. You don't need a pasuk. Why? The Lo Garen, Aro Ben Necha, the Tanya, Kol Aro Lecho, Bo Eno Ocho, Aval Ocho Matzah Mara. Okay? We have a din that there was, for technical reasons, an Orel and a Ben Nechar. An Orel is somebody who didn't have a bris, called an Orel. Now, for some time, for medical reasons, whenever a person can't have a bris, it's called an Orel. Okay, Ben Nechar means somebody who, for our purpose now, does not observe Judaism and so on and so forth fully. So the Torah tells us that an Orel and a Ben Nechar, lo yochavo, cannot eat the Korban Pesach. Certain technical, he's not our issue now. But he still sees matzah mara. An oral, let's forget about the person who's not observant now. Ben Nechav in his mission is not for myself, he's acting against the will of God. Leave that out. Talk about an oral. Okay, an oral, for some reason, the person didn't have a bris milah. So he can't participate in the Korban Pesach. Okay? But he still sees matzah. He's still Jewish. Just he can't participate in the Korban Pesach. There's a cause. So, this guy, and still think matzah. So once you have that rule, says Rabbi, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that a guy who's stuck someplace also has to eat matzah. Rather, an oral is not allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. We have a derivation of why he still must eat matzah, right? Bo in a ochel, avo ochel matzah morer. So Avada, someone who's stuck someplace, couldn't make it to Shalom, Avada has to eat matzah, or is no worse than the oral, right? The guy couldn't make it to Shalom, he got stuck. So he's no worse off than the oral. So you don't need the pasuk for Erev Tochel Matzahs to teach me that this person who got stuck, unable to bring the Korban Pesach, they still see matzah. Avada still see matzah. This is like an oral. Therefore, the pasuk for Erev Tochel Matzahs says, Rabbi, sweet, tell us that what? That bizman hazeh, matzah remains the rice. Okay, so it's a machokas, typical Gemara machokas. How do you read the psukim? And he answers either the other. It teaches us by both. It teaches both by oral and it teaches us over here. Good. Now let's look in the Rashbam. You know, at the end of Pesachim, you have the Rashbam. The commentary of Rashi is incomplete. It's just on the print of Rashbam. Rashbam is Rashi's grandson. So in a few Masechtos, we don't have Rashi. We have the Rashbam. The Rashbam was a great Talmud Chacham, a great Rishon. Did not have his grandfather Rashi's gift of writing things concisely, the same with Rashi. Rashi part of Rashi's genius was to be able to write and get points across very, very concisely. Okay, Rashi, Chumash, Rashi. Sometimes we find it too concise, you know, to analyze it. But Rashi, Rashi explained things. Rashi had that gift that he explained things very, very concisely. Rashbam is much more verbose, much more wordy. That's the reason why Masechet Bava Basra is the longest Masechet in terms of pages and shas. Bava Basra is not the longest. You count the words, okay? The Sham is the longest. I thought Brachos was the longest, huh? I thought they said the Gaon said that Brachos was the longest. Whatever in terms of words. Okay, now the Shabbos is also pretty long. I don't know the ranking. I'm sure you can do it on a computer now and figure it out. But Bava Basra is not the longest in Sefer in terms of the words, but it's the longest in terms of blot, 176 blot. Why? Because the way our Gemaras are printed, you have it's in the middle of the third paragraph, early in the third paragraph. It says Kamei Rashi, the Rashi died at that point, and the Rashbam took over. So sometimes you have pages in Bava Basra. It's like five lines of Gemara. Or 8 lines of Gemara, and the whole rest of the page is Rashbam. So he's wordier, so therefore there's more pages. But in any event, be that as it may, so the Psachim, Arvei Psachim, you have on the page both Rashi and Rashbam. The commentary of Rashi is incomplete. Clearly, it's briefer, and then some things doesn't say anything about it all. So we have the Rashbam. So the Rashbam says, Masa Nara to the Raisa, Lalo Shechol, fine. Hobo Boyle, the Talmud Shechol, is Manch Reis and Teshkaim. According to Rachel by Yaakov, the Pasuk was talking, the Baruch Tal Bamatz is not talking about Bizman Azeh. He's talking about Bizman Shabbos and Rosh Chaim, but this guy couldn't make it to Yerushalayim, right? And the Gemara concluded, the next Rashbam is explaining why, according to Rav Chaim Yaakov, or Rav's answer was, they asked Rav Chaim, what did he do with the Pasuk Barav Tov L'Matzah? So he goes, oh, that's to teach me that a guy who's stuck and can't make it to Yerushalayim still has to eat the matzah, right? Even though he's not able to bring the carbon pasuk. So what is it? Shabbos? Is that right? The Gaon said it was Baruch. I wonder if he had different.
So it's the most words per daf.
Oh.
It's Baruch, but total words definitely is Shabbos.
There you go. Okay, so I told you, today you can find anything out. The Gaon was able to do this without the computer.
I'm saying this guy downloaded all from the Chon Ma'arim.
Yeah. Okay, good. I mean, I remember hearing as a kid or whatever. The Gaon was going to the Baruch is the longest myself. I got maybe words per page. Okay, you have to figure out how you define more. 176 blot. The longest parsha Chumash is parsha Naso. It's 176 psukim, and the longest kapitel in Tillim, Kuf Yud Tes, has the 8 times Aleph, 8 times 20 is 176. Okay, what does that mean? Probably nothing. But I have to point out because when we speak about how many blot, 176 blot, right? But it's not really 176. 175 because start with that base. Right? That's Yerushalmi starts with Dafala. You look at Yerushalmi, but not in the Bible. Okay, but let's go back to Rashbam. So Rashbam explains. So Rashbam explains what that what Rav Acha bar Yaakov meant was that the pasuk Erev Tov L'Matzah teaches you that Bizman HaMikdash, when there was a carbon pesach, this guy didn't make it to be able to bring a carbon pesach, still has to eat the matzah. And Rav responded, I don't need a pasuk for that. It's like we learned from the Oral, same din, right? Or also not bring the carbon pesach. There is a carbon pesach in the world. He's just not able to bring it. He still thinks the matzah. So this person who's stuck far away from Shalai is no worse. And Rachav Yaakov said, teach both. So Rashbam explains why you need both. The Gemara didn't do it. So let's look at the third Rashbam, 6. Ksiv b'hai or ksiv b'hai. What's you need both? The Tomei so Rachav lo yalav me Oral b'necha. They say Tashum the pesach sheni. Hilchach lo yochal matzah rishon ad she'asa pesach sheni. Okay, because Rav Mar Tov Amata Mukmi Lo Ba'Or Lo Benech Mishum De Lesei Tashumu. Aval Tar Le Derech Lekocha. These are Tashumim. Lo Lechavish Nechach because Rav Mar Tov Amata Derech Lekocha. He explains the logic. He says like this: why do you need both? Well, is right. Okay, why should there be a difference between the RL and the person who's stuck? Derech Lekocha. So the Rav Acha bar Yaakov answered, the Rashbam explains it, he says, wait 1 second, I'll tell you why. Because the person who's with Derech Rechoka will have an opportunity to bring the Korban Pesach later, namely Pesach Sheni. That's the whole story of Pesach Sheni is about. Someone couldn't make it to, you know, someone's Tomei, Derech Rechoka, whatever, far away. It doesn't have an oral. I mean, the oral situation presumably is not going to be cured by Pesach Sheni. I have an interesting question, what if the guy did it with Pesach Sheni? I don't think so, I don't think he would bring it. But anyway, but Lamaisa, the person who is Derech Rechoka, has an opportunity to pay some shame. So therefore, I might have thought, 1 second, Maybe the Oral has to eat matzah on Pesach, even though it can't be in a carbon Pesach. Why? Because this is it. It's now and ever. But for the Derech HaChokah person, it's not now and ever. Why? Maybe he doesn't have to eat matzah Pesach Rishon because he's going to bring the carbon Pesach. Just not today because he's stuck far away. He'll bring it a month from now. So therefore, just because the Oral, that's Rabbi Yaakov's response, the way Rashbam explains it, just because the Oral is chayav in matzah on Pesach Rishon, regular Pesach, even though he's not bringing the carbon Pesach, doesn't mean that the Derech HaChokah person is chayav in matzah on Pesach Rishon, because he's going to bring the carbon Pesach a month later. So maybe he doesn't have to eat matzah until when? Till the Taka brings the carbon Pesach, right? He has a tashlumin. So that's why you would not be able to learn it, and would not be able to learn it. Okay? But Abu Arab and Nechar, Dinu Shilfa Matzah Rishon, the Halo Achim Bashani. They're not gonna bring carbon Pesach and Pesach Shani. The Arab and Nechar are not bringing. So you can't learn, you're gonna say Rabbi Yaakov's answer, you can't learn from Arab and Nechar to Derech HaChokah. Right? And what would it be? And you can't learn from Oral Ben Nechar to Derech HaChokah, because Oral Ben Nechar is never going to be able to bring. So therefore, Mela, Pesach Rishon, he has to eat matzah. But that doesn't mean that the Derech HaChokah person has to eat matzah on Pesach. You could argue, maybe he wouldn't have to eat matzah on Pesach Rishon, because he's going to eat it on Pesach Sheni, when he Taka brings the carbon Pesach. Kamash Shalom, Baruch Tocho Matzah tells us what? That's why I need a pasuk. No, he's got to eat on Pesach Rishon too. It's true, he's going to bring the carbon Pesach on Pesach Sheni, and he's going to have to eat the matzah too, but that doesn't. That has nothing to do with Pesach Rishon, right? That's the Chiddush of Baruch Tocho Matzah, the court of Rabbi Yaakov, right? And the other way around, why not just teach it by wanting to learn Arul Benechah from Derech HaChokah? The other way, he says, also not, Rashbam says, okay, because of Rachmana Baruch Tocho Matzah, Mukmala Arul Benechah, Rishon Delesei Tashmu, Batar Derech HaChokah, Deesei Tashmu, Lulachai Barishon, Hilcha, because of Rachmana Tomei, Shev Derech, you need to take both. If the Torah would have written Baruch Tocho Matzah, I would have thought that it's talking about the Oral Ben Nechar, because they have no Tashlumin, they have no opportunity to make it up. But Tamid Derech HaChokah do, I would have thought, so come on, Shalom. Okay. Anyway, that's the answer. That's how the Sugya plays out. Machlok is Rav and Rav Moyan. Now, the Gemara goes on. Let's look back in the Gemara. On line, let's see, four lines on the bottom, the way it's printed here. Kufchav, but also source 5. Tanya Kavosi Derov. Okay, Tanya Kavosi Derov. Bryce that supports Rav is that what? That Pizmar Azeh Matzah remains the Raisa because of the Pasuk of Tochel Matzah. Again, Rav Achav Yaakov uses that Pasuk for something else. Rav says we don't need it for something else because we can learn it from Orel. And as far as the distinction I just mentioned, he doesn't accept it. He said, no, it's the same thing, Orel. You know, you have to deal with it. Because what's Rav's answer? Rav's answer, never mind Pesach Sheni. Bottom line, a guy who's not able to bring the Kol Pesach or Pesach recently, does he still have to eat the Matzah? Orel, yes. So too, Derech HaChokah. I is going to eat it later. So what? One thing I'm going to do the other. Okay, that's a rubble. But now we have a riot, a rubble. The two psukim that I had above. Sheishi som tocho matzo, so Mashiach tzai v'chon lakecha. It says only 6 days. So the Gemara says, well, ma shvi rishus, af sheishi som rishus. The Torah says, in that pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, in source 3, Yoram Perakhez, I'm pasuk yukhez, you have to eat matzah for 6 days, implying that what's the story on the seventh day?
Sure.
You don't have to stop. You can eat matzah. You can eat potatoes, whatever you want, right? And there's not chametz. Okay, but in other words, the pasuk in Parshas Re implies that the seventh day is rishus. So we say, well, mashvi rishus, av sheishes yomim rishus. Okay, av sheishes yomim rishus. The Gemara has, and this is one of the ways we learn out, it's one of the Midos Shatarim Jeshlam, right? My time, where did you get that idea? It says you have to eat matzah for 6 days, meaning that 7 days is Rishus, so once the 7 days is Rishus, so the other 6 days. What? Right. My time, it's a much kasha, my time. Where did you get that from? Habidavar Shabbichlal Yatzim Echlal Olame Lol Olame Latzmo Yatzah Elamed Al Kal Kulo Yatzah. Remember Rabbi Shmuel Haya Omer Shoshim is a Jeshua. Some people mumble that at the end of the Karbonas, right? And I say mumble because usually, you know, I mean, first of all, people come late to shul and everything else, right? That's the old joke. You know, if someone comes late to shul, the first thing he sacrifices is Karbonas. You pick up on that. But even if you say Karbonas, by the time you get to Bishmael, okay. But one of the rules, the famous ones, the beginning, Kal v'chomer, Gzeirah Shavah, but one of the rules is, Dovah Shavah Klal. I mean, the seventh, Pesach is 7 days, right? That goes back to the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, so that's number two. Right? Parak HaGil, Pasuk Vav, and Dalet. No, sorry, that's source number one, Parak HaGil, Pasuk Vav. Chag HaMatzos Lachem Shivas Yom, Tav Pak HaMatzos Tochelu. So the 7 days, we already know, is what one unit, called Pesach, or in the Torah, it's called Pesach, called HaMatzos, right? 7 days, right? And now we learn in Parshas A that one of those 7 days is optional, because it only says 6 days. So the rule is, Dovar Shabbat Chal, the Yotzah, the Chal Amit, Lo Lamed Al Atzmo Yotzah, and Lo Lamed Al Chal Kul Yotzah. That exception is to teach you that this is true about the whole rule. Okay? So therefore, what emerges from that Pasuk in Parshas Re'e, that in fact, eating matzah for 7 days is optional, is Rishus. That's what comes out. Because clearly the 7 days of Rishus, it only says six. So clearly the 7 days of Rishus. Once we say that the 7 days of Rishus, so that means everything is Rishus. Continues the price, Yochel Af Laila HaRishon Rishus. Is the first night also optional? Talmud Lomar Al Matzah Shomar Yochlu. No, the Pasuk says in the first night you must eat the carbon Pesach with matzah, it's not Rishus. So says the Gemara again, right there, Ainli Elo, this whole part of that price. Ainli Elo is Mancha Beis HaMikdash Kaim. That's untrue, what is the Beis HaMikdash? Is Mancha Ain Beis HaMikdash Kaim Benayim? Talmud Lomar, again, the Pasuk source for, but Erev Tochlo Matzos HaKosu Kovo Chovo. Okay, the Pasuk tells you the first night the exception. So what comes out from all, now, this is a riot, the reason it's brought here in Pesachim is that it's a riot to Rovo. Because this Brisa clearly indicates that even in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah matzah remains doraisa, based on Erev Tochlo Matzos. The Brisa learns the Pasuk Erev Tochlo Matzos the way Rava learned it, nothing to do with Orel and Zerach Hoka, not the Rav Yaakov. That's why the Gemara calls this Tanya Kavose, the Rava. This Brisa supports Rava. Good. So we're not learning Arvei Pesachim now. You know, it's a little digression. Okay, but an Arvei comes out. Machoka is Amuroim, Rava and Rav Yaakov. Very practical Lafkamina is Matzah Bisman Azed Doraisa Rabbanan. Okay, according to Rava, Matzah Doraisa. According to Rav Yaakov, Rabbanan. Rava's writing is Erev Tochlo Matzos, and the Brisa supports Rava by learning from Erev Tochlo Matzos. The last few words, Hakosum Kavo Chov, on the first night, it's obligatory for even Bisman, after even Bisman, Shein Beis Mikdashkan, says before in the Brisa. Even Bisman, Shein Beis Mikdashkan, even Bisman Azeh, Matzah is Doraisa because Erev Tochlo Matzos. Good, so Rava quote unquote wins that argument. Fine, that's a Pesachim issue. But let's look at Rashba, let's finish Rashba. So Shvi is Rishus, right? The sieve, about half of that, Shvi Rishus. The sieve on which you have Tzeres, Lok Siv Tocha Matzo, Sharot Tzimena Klal, right? The Pasuk in Parshas for A said that you have to eat Matzo for 6 days. And the seventh day is the day of Yom Tov. And playing, it doesn't say you have to eat Matzo, so it's only optional, right? So therefore, Av Sheishin of Rishus, you brought to Lechol Bosser, below Lechol. Oh, it's not on Sarishus Biyadu. Notice what Rambam says about fasting. So, if we were learning Pesachim, we would open up that whole can of worms. We told them yesterday, it doesn't mean you can really fast until the Yom Tov. Okay, we went through that already, but this is a Lashon Rashbam, is you can even fast. And everyone is the same thing, really, true, fast, whatever it means, all the Shittos Mishonim that went through yesterday are applicable there too. Not our problem now, we're not learning something. Okay? So then it says, Havidomer Shiva Klal, the Chsiv Shiva, just explains how this principle works. The Chsiv Shiva Shom Tocha Matzos, the Yotzim and the Klal, the High Prod, the Shay Shom, Chsiv, Lame, Shiva Shuz, Lo Lame, the Atzmal, the Lavado, and Lame, the Klal Kulo, Dainu Zayin Yom. The zoo achas me yud gimu midrus shatar and dresh lehem. Me'ocha shamina de matzv is man azeh do reis omar do rabona do tanya kavos e de rava. The kaimel on nami ke biochanan earlier do omar ein ofen achar matzv chova shibakona kumu lulat on tam matzv ne. And we add a couple other things that we don't eat after eating the matzv. We follow that. Like the Rashbani, we don't eat anything after the matzv. Right? After the common, we have to have the matzv flavor should be in our mouth. But we can still have the abrikosas, that's a bottle of flavor, fine. He's saying that because at the end of that sugya over there. Okay? So the two ha'aras, so why did I bring all this in? Because there are two ha'aras that I want to share with you. It comes out that ultimately, certainly the way this Gemara, what pasuk teaches us that we have to have matzah on the first night of Pesach? What pasuk teaches us that? Erev Tochlo Matzos, right? Now look back at that pasuk in source 4. Notice that it doesn't say b'chamisha asar. It says what? Barbo asar ba'erek. Now it adds up to the same thing. But I just find a little curious. I don't answer. I'm making an aura. It's not exactly an earth-shattering point, but I think it's interesting. Usually, gzera shava, the words are the same words. Here, we're trying, by us, I come back, let's come back to the realm of sukkahs. Okay? We're trying to learn out that why, that there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah on the first night, just like there's a chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach, the first night, there's also a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah the first night of sukkah is gzera shava, teswa, that's our Gemara says, on daf chav zayin. But ultimately, it's not from the words b'chamisha asar that we learn that the chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night. It's an unusual gzera shava. You follow my point? In other words, the pasuk that says chamisha asar is not what teaches us the chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night. It's the pasuk ba'arba asar ba'er. Now again, it's the same thing, but I'm just pointing out it's somewhat of an unusual gzera shava. I've never really heard anyone address this. I don't know if maybe nobody's bothered by it. To me, it's a little bit unusual, right? To think of other gzera shavas, I don't know. I mean, kicha kicha is the same word. Whatever gzera shavas you come across, in your studies, it's somewhat of an unusual gzera shava because it doesn't use the word. I mean, it does use the word chamisha asar, but that's not the source. You follow the sources by Baras of Eret, which means chamisha asar. I got that. Okay, so just that's Ha'ara number one. Okay, just something you want to think about, someone can come to the tarot. Again, it's not an earth-shattering question, it's just a point. You know, again, it's important to look at things completely, it comes out a little funny, in my opinion. The second thing, and I also was actually surprised that I didn't see any Rishonim or the classic Achronim mention this, there's a machlokes Rav and Rav Acha bar Yaakov. The limud, our limud works, our limud in Sukkah Daf Chav Zayin, to the first night of Sukkahs, okay, in the Mishnah, the Velez and Chachamim, works really only according to whom? In the Gemara Pesachim. Think you through it, only works according to Rava, right? It only works according to Rava. Because Rava is the one who holds that Matzah Bizman HaZeh remains Doraisa. If Matzah Bizman HaZeh is not Doraisa, if Matzah Bizman HaZeh is Darbanan, so then, I mean, we're not claiming in our sukkah here, in our mission here in Sukkah Chav Zayin, we're not claiming that the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah the first night of sukkah is drabanim. We're assuming it's deraisa, right? We're assuming the first night is what you must eat, but you know, the first night, yeah? It doesn't really work according to Rahu Yaakov, does it? Because Rahu Yaakov holds there is no chiyuv deraisa to eat matzah the first night of Pesach. The whole equation, right? The whole equation is an equation within the shita of Rava. That's true. Tanya Kavasi the Rava. There's a price that supports Rava. Good. But I'm just pointing out, I'm a little surprised nobody asks, well, how does Rav Acha bar Yaakov work with the Sukkah and Sukkah? Right? It's the type of question that we would not have been surprised, I think, we would not have been surprised to see in the Gemara. You know, right over here in Pesachim. The Rava says, the first night of the Chiyuv Teet, so now we understand why the Gemara says in Sukkah, that we make an equation. Forget about it. Ha'ar number one was the Gzeres Shavah is a little off. Okay, but let's assume it's such a Gzeres Shavah, right? And that teaches us, not that it seems that there's no argument in our Gemara, right? The first night there's no argument in Melezah and the Chachamim. First night you have to eat in the Sukkah. That's what the Gemara should say. Either the Sukkah should kusah ha'nich according to Rava, according to Rav Yaakov, or Ma'ik Lameima. So the Gemara doesn't make that a question, and I didn't really see it. You know, I can't say I did a thorough search, you know, everywhere, but I didn't see the Rishonim or any, the Rishonim raise that question, that the whole limud seems only according to Rava and not according to Rahu Yaakov. You hear my point? So it's a ha'ara. Okay, you know, think about it. If you come up with a third, let me know. Okay, again, Tanya Kavose de Rava, that's accepted view. The halach also is accepted view. But it's interesting, I think, that that nobody seemed to bring it up, and it seems to me, unless I'm missing something, that it was interesting, it would have been an interesting thing that you'd expect that you want to deal with. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Now, those are the two ha'aras that I have regarding our limud here, something to ponder. Okay. Let's move on now to try to understand a little bit more about this whole Gzeres Shavah, but the whole Teshuvah, to understand what exactly the nature of the chiyuv that emerges on Sukkot night. Okay. However it works, we know that on the first night of Sukkot, You have to have a kazayas and sukkah. We discussed yesterday that it's raining, it's tara, okay. Teshuah Ketadur, according to some Rishonim, is not operable the first night. Other Rishonim disagree. We paskin to take eat the bread in the sukkah, but the difference to the other shita is Rishonim not do it out of bracha. Okay. But exactly what becomes the obligation? Okay, what is the obligation? Does the obligation become the eating, the pas, that just like you have to eat matzah, you have to eat bread in the sukkah? Okay? Or is the ultimate chiyuv, do you have to be in the sukkah? How do you demonstrate being in the sukkah? By eating bread. Right, that's the chakir. You saw it in the Mehri. We're going to read it inside in a second. Okay? Before we get that, just look at the Rabbeinu Chananel. I printed it, it's on the page. You should look at it on the page. Okay. I personally like to see it on the page. Is Rabbeinu Chananel printed? Yeah. Okay. So, if you have any more opening, more chavzan, I'll look at the Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay, Rabbeinu Chananel is one of the early Rishonim, the borderline Gaonim Rishonim period. Rabbeinu Chananel is before Rashi, before Tosfos. That's what sometimes Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, not infrequently. Rashi, I think, also sometimes quotes it. So Rabbeinu Chananel, the second book is Mishnah, right? Of course, quotes the Mishnah. Masisim. Rabbeinu Chananel, Yitzhak, Tzuris, Chayav, Ela, Chosukach, Rabbeinu Chananel, Chacham, Ela, Kitzvah, Eino, Chayav, Ela, Leil, Yom Tov, Rishon. Okay? You're only chayav according to Chachamim on the very first night Bilvad. Kerem Shun B'Yotzarek, likely Gzeira Shava. Shun B'Yotzarek was the one who introduced us to this whole Gzeira Shava of Tetzvah, Tetzvah, right? Kerem Shun B'Yotzarek, the Omar, Nemar Chamishos Sobechag HaMatzos, Achilas Matzah, okay? The Nemar Chamishos Sobechag HaSukhas, Yeshiva, Kein Dira. Maya Chag HaMatzos, Achilas Matzah, Balala Rishon Chova, Shemar Tokum Matzos. Hakasuk kavachova, af bechagasukah is yeshiva kein dira b'achila b'sukah. Period. What's my problem driving at? Look at the word. Look at the word. It seems to be like, you know, what's he doing? He's dragging it out. Right? Tesvah. What's so difficult? Right? Just like look again at his word. That's the way he presents it. He says, "Nemar chamishal chagamatos achilas matzah." What is Chamishos v'chagamatzos teach? Again, forget about that it's Erev Tov Matzah, it's the 14th, but fine. Forget our Hara. But what does it teach us? Achilas Matzah. Right? What's the mitzvah Pesach night? Achilas Matzah. Ne'emar v'chamishos v'chagasukas yeshiva ke'ein gein dira. What is the mitzvah of sukkas? Yeshiva ke'ein dira. Dwelling in the sukkah the way you would dwell at home. Yeshiva ke'ein dira. Ma chagamatzos achilas matzah v'arishon chova shenema b'er tochlo matzos hakosu kova chova. That's from Pesachim Daf Kuf Chaf we just saw, right? That by Erev Pesach is the chesed b'er tochlo matzos. The pasuk makes it a chova. Okay. So af b'chagasukah is yeshiva kein dira b'achila b'sukah. The yeshiva kein dira is manifested through what? Through eating the sukah. But according to him, he's drinking it out. What's he teaching us? Not drinking it out. He's really teaching us something. Namely, that how does the limit work? What's the chiyuv on Leil Sukkos? Yeshiva. Yeshiva ke'ein dira. That's what I think he's emphasizing. See, you follow what I'm saying? I believe Rabbi Chananel is emphasizing that the mitzvah on Leil Sukkos is yeshiva ke'ein dira. We learn from the mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv b'achila. Lemaisa, as he says at the end, yeshiva kein dira b'achila b'sukkah. The yeshiva kein dira is manifested through eating the sukkah. Right? But there's no achiyuv achila per se. It's not the achiyuv. Matzah is achiyuv achila. Right? Matzah, you have to eat. That's the achiyuv. It doesn't matter where you are. Upstairs, downstairs, in the house, out of the house, wherever you are. Matzah is achila b'achila and achila. Sukkis, the Gzeira Shova comes to help the Gzeira Shova works. The Gzeira Shova comes to teach us that, well, on Sukkis night, the essential mitzvah Leil Pesach is eating matzah. So just like eating matzah Leil Pesach is a chiyuv, the essential mitzvah of Sukkis is yeshiva b'sukkah. So yeshiva b'sukkah the first night is also obligatory. How do we do that? Through eating. Okay?
Like how can we get that from matzah? I mean, they're different. Baker mitzvah is different.
Right. So he's saying that the Gzeira Shava teaches that whatever the Iker mitzvah is on Pesach, that mitzvah comes is obligatory the first night, and optional rest of the week. So too, whatever the obligatory mitzvah is of Sukkos is mandatory the first night, optional rest of the week.
Is that telling you what the obligatory mitzvah is? It's just calendar.
Right. That's what he's saying. The mitzvah, right. I think that's I think of Rabbeinu Chananel. That's why he's been so wordy. He keeps saying yeshiva besukkah. Yeshiva is yeshiva k'ain t'duru. What's the name? Yeshiva k'ain diru. Right. That's what he's telling us. That I think. Right. What's the Chananel's body? What's he being so verbose? Yeshiva k'ain diru. Just say achil. No. It's not. The achil is a manifestation. Again, you don't accept my idea from the Merchanah. Okay, you don't have to. But I believe that's the Merchanah saying. And now, if you take a look at the sheet, so you saw the Meiri. Okay, this was a, it's in the printed pages in the back, right? So this is the Meiri on our page, Chavzan and Aleph. The regular standard edition of Meiri today have these footnotes. All the Swarm today have footnotes. Right? The Ritual, the Rosh Bod. And it's a relatively new phenomenon. I grabbed it this morning. No, last night after Marek, I was talking with Tinek. I was talking about Savalovsky at the same Marek. So they had the shul where we have a Marek, the late minion in Bnei Shurn. I was an old Tinek, one of the shuls in Bnei Shurn. Tinek, so they just refurbished the base medrash. They were getting rid of old svarim that they only mostly loose bombs and gemaras that people have left there over the years. Okay, but so somehow I was looking at some things. So we were talking how, today's Swarm, you guys go buy a Chiddush HaLitva, you buy the Rosh Bo, it's nice block print with nice footnotes, and who buys it without footnotes? Okay, but one time you didn't have any footnotes. Most of our cook put it out with footnotes and nicely written. The old Swarm, by the way, it's printed in the Kovetz, this Rashi print, very hard. I know that my son, who learned here for quite a number of years, now wrote in Philadelphia, he said he can't use half my Swarm. Not used to the style, it's a different. But the Meiri, when it did come out with footnotes. Now it's sold as one big set. My edition of Meiri Holm, every volume is a different color because it came out originally for some brachas, whatever different receptors were, and it was edited by different people. But you have footnotes, and sometimes the footnotes are just cross references. But here we find something interesting in our sugya here, footnote 240. So let's look at it together. Maybe prepare it, but let's look at it together because I would see the exact hakira. But I mentioned before, look at the 240, okay? Just a moment. Good. Yeah, let's start with Vihine, maybe five lines down after 240. Let's see, I circled the 240, right? Talk about going out in the rain, whatever it is. Vihine, it's a little fuzzy, but let's read it together. Vihine amashemak sherabeno, the lomali zer sheru b'leil yomtev. And we saw other the hobby yomtev, the efshe below pas, and war brothers. In Cain, ma'u tzrachna v'pesach, v'yis chobos la'la v'shom en mikro, v'chag, zer shom shabom. Oh, yes, that question, yes, other v'shom. If you hold that alts yomtev, remember we discussed yesterday, what's the chiyav of, is the chiyav of Yantav chiyav or Sukkot chiyav? Remember we talked about it yesterday, right? So we ask, well, if there's a chiyav because of Yantav that pass, what do we need a special pasuk according to Rav, according to anybody, by our Tokhla Matzahs? You have to eat Matzah the same anyway. Why? Because you have to have a Yantav meal. It's Yantav. You're not allowed to come here, so what are you going to have to eat? Matzah. Right, so what do you have there? Even without the pasuk, remember we said yesterday. Even without the pasuk, we're talking about matzos. I don't only show me. So what answer we gave? Matzuruya. What matzuruya? That's the way. Wait a minute, not any matzuruya. That's as soon as yesterday, any matzos and regular matzos. Right? And and regards to so that was a kasha. So that's what he's referring to. The Miri also discussed it. So in the footnote, you're right. Masha matzah ben the lovely zera shav belili yantam. The whole yomtiv we have shabbat pass empty pass anyway. So Bala have to bread the sukkah the first night of sukkah. Why? Because it's yomtiv. It's a yomtiv meal. So the first night of shabbat was also on bread, right? So the first night of sukkah is after the first night of Rosh Hashanah also on bread. So I have to bread the first night of sukkah too. And the only thing is that sukkah is after the sukkah fine. But what do you need a special? Oh, the first night you have to eat bread in the sukkah. No kidding, because it's yomtiv. I have to eat bread in the sukkah. Right? That was the kasha. So that's what he says. He now makshar rabbeinu. The lomel is there. Shabbat the lily yomtiv. The whole yomtiv. The efshar below pasul. Uber brachas. Right. That's the brachas mentes. We discussed it all yesterday. Vimkei ma'ut zlachta bepesach lekriyas chova lala rishonim in a mikra. What do we need a special mikra, a special pasuk to tell you about pesach or uvechag? Whenever it says chag by itself, in sukkot, right? Chag means holiday, but Chag by itself is Sukkot. Over Chag on Sukkot is the Gzeira Shavah Shabbat. We do Gzeira Shavah special. What do you mean a special din? Okay? Hu adin, nearly Loma Dabar Chadosh, Ima Shashamati B'Shem Hagom Baruch Dov. Okay? That's Zal, Lachkor. For Baruch Dov, often referred to as a Baruch Bear. Okay, Dov Bear in Afyush. Right, so Baruch Ber Leibowitz was the last name, was considered the primary Talmud, or one of the primary Talmudim of Reb Chaim Brisk, of Chaim Soloveitchik. Right, let's go over a second. Chaim Soloveitchik of Brisk was the grandfather of the Rav, Reb Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, here in YU. Right, it was a Shiva here for, you know, for many years. I was privileged to be interested in the Rebbe my age and older. Well, now why you all tell me of the Rav, of course, Shachter was there. You know, the earliest day, by the time I was in the Rav Shir in the late 70s, early 80s, he was already not well, and, you know, slowed down by the age and illness and so on. He actually died in 1993, lived to the age of 90, but the last few years he was really not, wasn't in the yeshiva anymore. He lived in Boston. He was beside from Rav Shir, why you? He was also the chief rabbi of Boston. So, he was referred to as a title of respect, like the Rav. Like in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of times in the Tehillim, you get referred to a cook, Harav. This is talking about Harav, that's a title of respect. So, anyway, so Yosher Ber, Yosef Dov, it's called Yosher Ber in Yiddish. Yosher, that's why sometimes it's called like Joseph B. Salvation. Okay, Joseph B. is Ber, Ber is Dov. The Hebrew name is Yosef Dov, Joseph Ber. Okay, so Joseph B. Salvation. Anyway, so he was his grandfather in Europe, or Chaim Salvation, was in the Valojin Yeshiva. Okay, and eventually came up in a city called Brisk. Brisk, those who study history, Brest-Litovsk. The merge of the one word, Brisk, the city. So Brisk was a, so he developed, Chaim developed a very innovative style of learning, which has really been accepted now. Yeshiva was very analytical, the style to analyze, you know, to try and penetrate to the depth of something and compare things that, you know, fine line splitting and so on and so forth, very, very analytic style. So it's a kind of a brisket there. Right? So Chaim had several sons, Chaim had a couple of sons. Probably the Yeshivish world, the most famous one, was named Yitzhak Zev Soloveitchik. Yitzhak Zev, Yitzhak Velvel. Velvel is Zev, Velvel, both Zev, both Velvel. He was in Europe, he was Mamala's father's Makom in Brisk, and then ended up in Yerushalayim. They sometimes refer to him as the Brisker Rav. We hear today referred to the Brisker Rav. That's Yitzhak Zev Soloveitchik. And another one of his sons, oldest son, was named Moshe, Moshe Soloveitchik. Moshe Soloveitchik ended up here in America. And he was here at YU. Okay? And he was a Magid Shiri, he was a Shiri at YU, or Moshe Soloveitchik. His son was a Dov Soloveitchik. Right? So he had another son named Aaron Soloveitchik, who was also a very Mishnah Chai Berlin. Anyway, so just to give you the family background, it's important to know where this yeshiva, you know, where our yeshiva has traditions. Our yeshiva sort of was founded as a continuation of the Valojin yeshiva. The Rosh Yeshiva, the Valojin yeshiva, for decades was the Netziv. Okay, and Reb Chaim Soloveitchik's father, Reb Chaim's father was also called Yosef Dov. The grandson was named after the great grandfather. He was wrote on the commentary called the Beis Halevi in Chumash. The Beis Halevi on Chumash, the Chuvah's Beis Halevi. So, anyway, so that's the background. So, Chaim Soloveitchik had Talmidim. One of his Talmidim was known as Baruch Ber. Baruch Ber, which is typical of Birkat Shmuel. Anyway, so the Baruch Ber, Reb Chaim's whole approach was to analyze it, the Chakir, usually based on a Rambam, you know. So, very precise with words. So, that's with that background, so let's look and see what he says. Okay, he says, Shamati Hashem Agar Baruch Dov Zal Lechkor. Mahi Hayalfusa. Right where I have those two lines. I apologize, but I was in my neighborhood, I marked that off once. So right where I have those two lines. You see it? He says, Mahi Hayalfusa Bechag HaMatzos. Mechag HaMatzos. What's the limud? The Alfusa means the limud. What's the derivation from Chag HaMatzos? Im Besukah B'Leil Rishon HaAchila Gufa? Does it teach us that there is a Chil of Achila in the Sukkah on the first night? Hainu hapas she'ochel havi chefza de mitzvah kemo matzah. Right? What's the item? What's the chefza of mitzvah on Leil Pesach? The matzah. You have to eat the matzah. The item that's used in the mitzvah is the matzah. Do we now say that on Sukkot night, why? The bread becomes a chetzah of mitzvah? No. Oh. Shirak ha-sukkah, he chetzah the mitzvah. No, the chetzah the mitzvah is the sukkah, not the bread you're eating, not the roll, not the challah. Okay? Ela shalom din dechir bekim ha-mitzvah yeshiva sukkah b'leil rishon he al yedei achila b'sukkah. The fulfillment of being in the sukkah on the first night is through eating the sukkah. Aval ein ha-achila atzma chetzah the mitzvah kmo sukkah gufa. Okay? But the bread doesn't become the chetzah the mitzvah. You see the two ways to look at it? Right? I showed you in Chanano when he points, but Rabbi Ber asks this chakir. Everyone see? When we say that we learn out the first night of Sukkot and the first night of Pesach, are we saying that just like on the first night of Pesach, there's a chiv achila with a chetzah shel mitzvah called matzah? So too on the Sukkot, there's a chiv achila with a chetzah of mitzvah called matzah. Your challah roll, or whatever you call it. But we say no. We're saying that there's a chiv achila on Pesach with matzah. But on Sukkot, there's a chiv, like I said, I'm going to come out of it. To admit a yeshiva sukkah, the chetzah of the mitzvah is a sukkah. The bread is like you call a hechatim, it's an opportunity to sit in the sukkah. What did I tell you? Yes, you have two ways to look at it, which you right away ask. What's that mean? Like, oh, who cares? I mean, what's the difference? Whenever you have to, just to analyze, and forgive me, some people are guilty of this, to have a whole chakira, look at this, oh, who cares? Okay, I mean, it's interesting mental gymnastics. But, you know, and it's interesting to analyze it. But a good chakira has a practical distinction. Right? A good analysis is what second. If you hold like this, it'll come out that way, like that'll come out this way. So Rav Ber had a good analysis. He says, Benafka Mina, look what he says. Okay. I lost the place, but we'll find it. Yeah. Benafka Mina, that's a nun-mem, right? Benafka Mina, Lidian Imachal Pas Gozel. Okay. Pas Gozel. I stole a piece of bread and I ate it in the sukkah. On sukkah's first night of sukkah. I stole a piece of bread. So he says, in nomar da'achila gufa he chetzah the mitzvah lo yotzeh nechalos mitam mitzvah avol ba'aveir. There's something called mitzvah avol ba'aveir. That's the third paragraph of sukkah. That's the famous sukkah. A lulav ha'gozel. I steal a lulav of an esser. Steal it. I go to the store and then I walk out. I'm just doing. I walk out and pay. Very easy nowadays, right? Very easy to swipe an esser. Right, there's so many people looking and picking up. You can slip out of it, it's no difference. Okay, the only one problem, not the other side. A few problems. First of all, you're a thief. But besides, definitely a Gaza. But besides that problem, you're not even going to the sukkah. I got back here, okay, I can break even. I'll get there very soon. At least I'll get the mitzvah sukkah. No, a mitzvah lulu. No, you don't get it, right? That's called mitzvah bava vera. But mitzvah bava vera is only when the avera had to do with the chefza of the mitzvah. Right, when you stole that. So if the bread is part of the chetzah mitzvah, in nomar da'achila gufi chetzah mitzvah lo yotzeh, it wasn't ha mitzvah b'aveira. Although in nomar da'amitzvah yet sukkah atzma, elo shmekayimos an achila, im ken achila he kimo machshire mitzvah. The eating is like we call a hechshah mitzvah. What's a hechshah mitzvah? It's what enables us to do the mitzvah. Okay? For example, do we assume for a moment that there's a mitzvah, let's say, on a simple level. Is there a mitzvah to build a sukkah? No mitzvah to build a sukkah. There's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah on sukkahs. Well, in order to sit in the sukkah on sukkahs, you or somebody has to build it. Okay? But that's a hashem mitzvah. Right? That's a preparatory stage. That's not the actual mitzvah. That's a preparatory stage. So in a certain sense, what the Baruch Bear is saying is that the eating, that's not really the mitzvah. The eating is a way to enable you to fulfill the mitzvah of what? Dwelling goes back to the very first day, right? Yeshiva being in the sukkah. So that's a practical nafkamina. If the Gzeirah Shavah of Teslov, Teslov comes to teach you that what? If the purpose of Yeshiva teach you that just like this mitzvahchila on Leil Pesach, there's also mitzvahchila. If I stole a piece of matzah, what's the name? And ate it Pesach night? Not Yotzeh, mitzvah bava vera. I stole matzah zula. I stole a piece of matzah from somebody. Okay, I went to the store and I lifted a box of matzah without paying. I'm not yotzei matzah zula because the item is the matzah. It's the chetzah shel mitzvah. So now the question is, what about the bread on the that's the two sides, right? So he says, "In kein achilu," six lines from the bottom. Im Kain Achille, he came on Makshir Mitzah. O Mitzah Bover Psu Rakim Averi Megufa Mitzah. Pahulu, Vesukha Gzula. Below Makshir Mitzah. But Moshe appears a Raman Pichel Shofar, Barak Alav Olach Gimel. There's a famous Rambam by a Shofar. The Yotzin B'Shofar HaGozel. The Rambam passed that if I steal a Shofar and I blow Shofar HaShvala, I am Yotzin. Why? What do you think? What? Yeah, what's the mitzvah? Shmias, I heard the sound. Right? I didn't steal the sound. I stole the item, but I didn't steal the sound. That's exactly what I'm paskins. Right? Hilchos Shofar Paragav Al-Gimel. The Yotzin, the Shofar goes, the Shum Dahan Mitzvah, he has Shmia. Right? The mitzvah Rosh Hashanah is the Shmia. Not the Shofar, not the mitzvah. The bracha is the Shmoa, called Shofar. Right? So the bracha is to hear the sound of the Shofar. The aim, the cold, din gezel. The sound wasn't stolen. Right? The Shofar, the sound was up. Atkan Agor Baruch Hu Me'agon Baruch Hu. That's the Hakira. He just explains to you. Fiza Ef Shalom Atkan. The Anafkamina. The Mitzvah Achilas Hapas. Mishum Yom. So now what he wants to do. So that's the Hakira Baruch Hu. Okay? So that's one thing that relates to what we're learning about. Is the Hakira. So I showed you with the Chanana. Right? The Chanana seems to learn the Iker's issue of the Sukkah. Okay? Just to show you something else, go back for a second to the sheets. Okay, source number 9. You can see how the Chassam Sofer learned, I think. Interesting, Chassam Sofer. Go back to the sheet. Come back to me in a second. All right. Look at number 9. Shuvah Chassam Sofer Kelekei and Ashmatos and Kuf Sarigo. Okay, he makes a blanket statement that Chassam Sofer does. Mitzus Asay, see number 9? Mitzus Asay shall achilas matzah mishumeret. The mitzvahs I said, eating shmur matzah, right? The leil pesach, he yechida nisheres lano mikol mitzvahs achila shebechol haTorah in on the pesach lo kachim lo truma lo vayishenim rak mitzvah akas mishon l'shana. So many interesting statement. There's only one nowadays in the absence of the Beis Hamikdash. There's only one mitzvah achila, and that is matzah leil pesach. In the days of the Beis Hamikdash, there's mitzvah karbanas and truma and maaser and all these things. But the Chassam Sofer, all those mitzvahs are gone. Okay, we don't have any of those mitzvahs today. The only mitzvah, the Chassam Sofer writes, the only mitzvah of Achila that's left is manazen, the absence of the mikdash, without tumas and maaser, without karbanos and meat from the karbanos and so on, without karban pesach, without any other karbanos. What's the only mitzvah of Achila that's left? Matzah no pesach. Right? That's the only mitzvah of Achila that we have. Think about it the whole year. The only mitzvah of Achila is matzah. So later people jump on some sofa and they say, wait a minute, what about our Gemara? What about eating in the sukkah on the first night? Isn't that a mitzvah achila? So how could we answer with some sofa? No, that's not the mitzvah achila, right? That's a tzahiritim. So others ask, what about there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Kippur? Right, there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Kippur. Somebody's that question against the Islam sofa. Isn't there a mitzvah to eat on Erev Kippur? But that too, there's no mitzvah to eat in particular. Right, you have to eat. Okay, whatever. But my point is that the Chassam Sofer also seems to me, since he mentions matzah and doesn't mention leil sukkahs, seems to be coming down on which side of the chakira, like the Ben Chanan, that the mitzvah is not the eating, but that the mitzvah is the mitzvah is being in the sukkah. The eating is the way to do it. Now, if we go back, okay, that's one I want to show you. Let's go back to the Nivri. Okay. So the author of this after that Baruch Bear. Now he comes back to the Hakira we spoke about yesterday. Remember, we asked yesterday, and I think the previous year also, what's the motivator for the Chiyuv to eat the Sukkah? Is it a Yontif day, or is it a Sukkah day? Right? And we asked, what's the difference? Right? Who cares? We asked, what's the name? We said, well, enough for me to be. If I ate indoors in the rain, I was in the Chiyuv Yontif day, but now it stopped raining, so I have to go out in the Sukkah. Right? And that's what we spoke about yesterday. But he now says, he said, look at the last line of that first right-hand column. L'fizeh efsher loma afkan, yeh nafkamina, bein mitzvah sachilas hapas mishum yontif, lebein mitzvah mishum sukkah. Right? We can use this same chakir bar there to say that the distinction between whether the motivator is sukkah and the motivator is yontif. The haikah. The mitzvah sachilas hapas be yontif, ain't a mitzvah b'chefza sachilas hapas gufa. Ela kol sudas yontif mishum oneg o kibud kamo b'shabbos upas nikra suda b'chumash v'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra'ra' Okay, but we also he said on Yontif, on Yontif, if the motivating factor is Yontif, is there an inyan or a chiyuv to eat bread? Is that the chiyuv of Yontif? What's the chiyuv of Yontif? Oh, then simcha, right? How do people have simcha? Through a delicious meal, right? But it's not that he said the suda, okay, and the simcha of Yontif is manifest, or Oleg on Shabbos is manifest through eating. But it's not that the eating per se is the chiyuv. The eating is a way to come to the simcha. That's what he's suggesting. Upas yikra suda, okay? And then he says, Uyoser hechu zabir reish ein kufal, so Rekiva Eger. Reish ein kufal, Rekiva Eger. Pipsakim shal sima alav ashvat. He adds an interesting question. Okay? He says that, he wonders, remember Sukkot told me forgot Yal Yobo? What if a woman is benching on Yadav? And she forgot Yal Yobo. That's the first two of the two Sukkot. What if a woman is benching? She forgot. Well, if there is an absolute, if the whole basis is similar, let's see what he said. He said, the high time of Rotsa lift or Nasha. He wanted to keep Eger, says women do not have to repeat benching. Look, they're puffer. From repeating the benching, Shokola has to Shokhaz with the Muslim. Lots of shame to the bar. They don't have to bench a second time. We should the mitzvah's own egg. He mitzvah says, "Say shasman grumel hashem turus." Okay, women are exempt. In other words, the whole eating is only a mitzvah for simcha. Okay, now what would you say if a woman on Pesach night at the seder forgot Yalav Yom to bench? Would she have to repeat the benching? Pesach night at the seder, woman forgot Yalav Yom. What? For sure. Why not? Because she has to eat matzah too. Right? Because matzah, we said it was mentioned, right? Matzah is an exception. You know, it's man groma, but it's heads and tails of the Issa Chometz. Did I mention that? I think I did, right? The chibur. So women are obligated to be the raisa. Women are obligated to be matzah. Memela, if on the first night of Pesach, a woman forgot to yell yellow and mention, you know, that's what we have about it. But if forgot to yell yellow and mention on the first night, a woman would have to repeat the mention. Because there, what's the chibur? Yeah, matzah, the chibur. So she's obligated to chibur also. But in the rest of the yontif, let's say, Pesach lunch, the first morning, Pesach lunch, if the woman forgot to go, Rekiva says she's potter. Because there, the chiv is only chiv of yonder, chiv of simcha. So that's the mitzvah says, that's one wrong. So he says, okay, then came, the nomar lo osu b'sad el fusu mechaga matzos, he mitzvahs achilas paspis, so he gufachem to the mitzvah kemo matzah Pesach, harayotzei nafkamil, inyan in ochal paspis zuha, like we said, the mishum mitzvahs yontif yotzei, says, now, let's take this Hakira over. Take the Kimehigas Hakira, the Baruch Meir's Hakira over. To our situation. He says, let's say I stole a piece of bread and I ate it, for my Yontif meal. Lunch, on the first day of Pesach or Sukkot or whatever. I ate it for lunch. Okay? He says, if that's the case, if Yontif is the motivator, and I stole a piece of bread, am I Yotze? Yes. Because at the end of the day, what's the bread for? The bread is to get you to what? To Simcha, Talmud, whatever. Okay, I did it. I stole a piece of bread. There's no question, I'm a thief. Okay, you're over the violation. You know, don't try this at home, right? I mean, this is not something that we're advocating. But Lamaisi, Yotze, the Chiyah, if you're whole, that the chiyuv, the motivating factor is yontif. So if I stole a piece of bread and ate it on yontif, I'm yotze the chiyuv because the maisa it was nice goods. I get there, I'm here for stealing or whatever. That goes on the record, fine. But if you hold like the tzad of chiyuv that it's a mitzvah chiyuv, then the stolen bread would be no good. So, it extends the same limud. So ein achilas pas yontif chayv to the mitzvah. So the achila mekayim a mitzvah ad ongone the kibbutz. I will imishum sukkah lo yotzeh halosol. If sukkah lo yotzeh halosol, sukkah achilas apas. He had some mitzvah. Okay? So, good. Okay, so adkan. So that's what I want to bring out. That I think is an interesting chakira. Okay? So that's a bar there. I just want to show you also, turn to the next page, so the sefer in the printed section, the printed pages. So you have the Harei Kedem. Harei Kedem is a sefer that was put out a few years back. by Rabbi Michal Shukin, who learned by Rabbi Soloveitchik. And put out, I think, so far three volumes called Harikah, two volumes in Yom Tov, one on Shabbos, based on Soloveitchik's Shir, which he wrote up, in soundbites, so to speak, in Yom Tov, shorter in Yom Tov. And Soloveitchik gave very, very long Shir. No one, even when I was in the Shir, it was every day between 2 and 2.5 hours. In the old days, it went sometimes for 3-4 hours before my time. And everything he did was very, very carefully built, from the beginning. So, but he put Rabbi Shurkin wrote them in summary form. Also, Rabbi Reichen, here in Shiva, Rabbi Reichen put out a number of sefers, including Sukkah, Rishimo Shurim, and his notes, and other people's notes on Soloveitchik, which are now, by the way, available on the Bar Ilan. Okay, the Rishima Shurim from the Rav are available on the Bar Ilan. So he has these ideas too. Here I thought it was clear in the Hari Academy. This is the second printing, he added some stuff. The second printing is in Kuf Chav Chaz Oz Beit, and this will finish it up today. This relates to what we discussed yesterday as well. Okay? This is Oz Beit, it's in Kuf Chav Chaz, and the second, the revised edition of the Hari Ked. Everyone have it on page, let's read it together. Vina HaRosh, the Perak Beit, the Sukkah, Sin, and Tetzvah, we read this yesterday. The Kachi, the Tosu Sukkah, the Chavzan, Al, Dima Masud, Teshukin, the Radi, Yesay, too. Hey, the Hayabai and Rishalmi quoted, we didn't stress this yesterday, but they quote a question of Rishalmi. He yotze the chalos alarisham the sukkah b'minit tagima. Okay? Can you be yotze, someone else said, can you be yotze, not with the pears or eggs, but can you yotze other types of foods, other cakes and stuff like that, on the first night, or the yadaf after bread? And the first night, we all agree now, there's a chiv. So Rishalmi asked this. I glossed over it, I want to wait until the end of the day. But here it is. Ubir ubir sreikas in shalmi. He see amar hagrach. That's a gon of chayim. That's a chayim celebration. Livno hagrach. The Rabosha, the following. The efsher the haiboyi. Listen to this. The yalfinan bedin tesrov tesrov gam esadin shalechem only lechayim matzav shir. How far does this tesrov tesrov go? Okay. We already saw that it goes far enough to tell you, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, that you shouldn't eat in the Erev or the Yantav in the afternoon, right? How, maybe it goes far enough to say that just, we're not going to go so far as to say that you have to have matzah sukkahs, that would be a little ridiculous, but maybe, just like on Pesach, the chiyuv is to have bare bones bread, flour and water, bare bones matzah, flour and water only. Maybe on Sukkot night also you have to have a roll of bread that's made out of flour and water. No, sweetened stuff, no sugar, no eggs, maybe not. He said that's what he thinks the Yerushalmi's question is. That's what Reb Chaim said to Reb Moshe, what he thinks the Yerushalmi's question is. That's not interesting. Again, question how far. But I should, I didn't forget to mention this essay. The Ramah, which we saw yesterday, who said that Yitaka should not eat in the afternoon of Erev Sukkot, right? We saw it yesterday, right? So actually, in the Ramor, before he wrote his Ramor, or his, what they call glosses on the Shulchan Aruch, right? And his addition to the Shulchan Aruch. Before that, he wrote a commentary on the Torah called the Dark Emotion. Just like Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote the Shulchan Aruch, wrote a commentary on the Torah called, I don't know. Yeah, Beis Yosef, right? So it's a commentary on the Torah, but a lengthy commentary. And the Dark Emotion is also not as lengthy. But anyway, so in the Dark Emotion, on the tour, he quoted from Maril, who said that you shouldn't eat on Erev Sukkot in the afternoon either, because it's Erev Shabbat Tesvav Tesvav. In the Dark King Moshe, he writes, he thinks it's a Chumra Yaseir. It's an excessive Chumra. But yet, by the time he wrote the Shulchan, he passed it out. He said, interesting, all right, he passed it out. He accepted it. Did he change his mind? He accepted it. Anyway, be that as it may. So that's what Reb Chaim said, the suffix of Yishalmi is, how far it would take. That's why the Yishalmi wants to know. Can you be Yotze in the first night of Sukkot? The minute Hagima, cakes, other things that are sweeter, or not? Okay. Ulam Hagram, the Rosh Hashanah, the son, suggested a different interpretation of what the Yishalmi is asking. Ulam Hagram is up near the sacred Yishalmi. Du'ula ha'ibayu mitzad shirubine tagima mu'ura of dabar achar miyachad imahe meaning v'yeshulodun alzeh mitzad da'osi achilas rishus umvatelas achilas chobam. There's an interesting question. Let's say I have a chachiv, let's say a perfect example, matzah. Okay, I have to eat matzah. So the Gemara in Pesachim actually asks, and this has to do with Hillel, who said that he ate the matzah and the maror together. Korach, right? One second. According to what we learned today, that Rava, okay, said that matzah is doraisa today and maror is darabanan. So if you're eating matzah and maror together, bizman hazeh, It turns out you're eating an obligatory food together with an optional food. And the question is, perhaps, the part discusses, the optional food destroys the mitzvah because you're not obligated to eat it. According to Rava, you're eating a darabana with a daraisa. In the days that it makes the mitzvah both daraisa, fine, hell is it. So that's the whole sugya in Pesach, which I don't go into right now, but the idea is, usi, achilas reshus, but that's why you're not supposed to dip the matzah into anything. Right? I mean, my son, you know, so he likes matzah jam. Okay, many of us like matzah jam. At the Seder, can't have matzah jam when you eat the matzah for the mitzvah. Well, why not? I mean, it's ice and matzah, tastes much better. No, because you're mixing in, there's no mixing jam. Okay, so you're mixing in, the chid is deep matzah, meaning plain matzah, not with any optional food included. So Moshe Soloveitchik said, maybe that's what the Yerushalmi was doing. Is that a concern here or not? We know it's a concern by matzah. Is there such a concern by Lil Sukkah too? I'll tell you enough, Kamina. Can you dip the challah in the honey? Right? Many people have the minute. I have done it myself. And we not only dip the challah honey on Rosh Hashanah, but we extend the minute through Simchas Torah. Some people have the minute. Okay. Some of you must not have the minute also. No? Okay, so according to Moshe Soloveitchik, what the Yerushalmi was wondering was, Do we take the Tesvav that far? Do we say that on Leil Sukkos you better eat just bread, you know, and not mix in other foods, you know, with it? Okay. But the Reb Chaim answered, and you'll see why I'm going to say, the Reb Chaim answered the Moshe that I can't do the Gemara's question. The Heishi Lo Maragra, the Din Rishus Mevatel Chova, that whole problem of an Achilas Rishus knocking out the Chova obligation, Hanevar Bachila, that's only true when the Iker Mitzvah is on what? Is on that food. Matzah Mora. Okay? Of a Chobos Laila Harishona on Sukkis, the Afinim Tetzvav Tetzvav Mechaga Matzahs, Havidin Yeshiva, Shabalaila Mishona Chayav Lekayim Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah, Ayudea Chilas Gazayim Dogma. What's Reb Chaim saying? What did Reb Chaim say about this, son? Exactly. The only time we have a concern of mixing foods like matzah maror and matzah jam or whatever, that you can't do that with the mitzvah, that's when there's an etzem chiyav of a mitzvah to eat that particular food. There's a chiyav achila, so now you can't have a reshus item to mix it in with the chova item. However that works. But, says Reb Chaim, that's not the case. He said that could not have been the Safek Rishon, because there's no way that that's correct. There's no way that there isn't a hole that that's a problem. So it's a base, that's a problem. Because the Chiyav is white. It's a matzah. But on Sukkot, that's not a problem. Okay? So now, okay, So that's why I brought it in, because Reb Chaim is obviously coming down on which side of the Chakira? Yeah. On the side of the Chakira, it's a Chiyav of Yeshiva B'Sukkah, not a Chiyav of Achila. Now, next column. Balpi is so Dvar of Elu, based on this is so. Omar Hagram Zatzal, Shamoro Bo Maran Hagrachal, where most of it said that Reb Chaim Salvation would pass him. Listen to this. The Bechazai is Sukkah, Balayla Rishon Shachar Sukkah is being Kamal Otsis. Okay? You need Kamal to be Otsis. Okay, not the kavanah that we spoke about the first day, but the bach, you know, the action because of Laman Yehuda. Besides that, it'll be mitzvah sukkahs kavanah. Why? The after, so what's going on? The after, achilas kazayis matzah, posing on mechus chometzu matzah. That's what chesu will mean, chometzu matzah. Paragraph of the gimel. The kafu v'achol matzah, yotza, v'chengir v'halach v'shulchan aruch, right? He says, what happens if a guy in the middle of Pesach to Gemara? The guy in the middle of Pesach comes in and holds a gun to my head and he makes me eat a piece of matzah. So being that I don't have my head blown off, I eat a piece of matzah. Right? So I don't have kavana for the mitzvah. Okay? I don't have any kavana at all. I just want to save my life. Okay? There's a machine that holds a gun to me and tells me to eat a piece of matzah. Okay? He's a very aggressive Kiru guy, right? He wants to hold a gun. So I go and eat the matzah. Says the Shohar based on, says the Rambam, says the Shohar based on Mar Yotze. Okay? And the Ran explained, he now also a Ran, beer with Tamashram, the Yotzav Shenene. But at the end of the day, when I eat the matzah intentionally or not, my body benefited, right? Whatever nutrients, whatever, there was a positive outcome physically. So therefore, and he says, the Havik is Asik, the Chalab Marai, then we'll go back to that. The Minish came in there. Okay? And when it comes to food, the Kavana is almost, basically, well, I'll say it now simply, we'll go over this tomorrow. But when it comes to food, Kavana is automatic. Even if you didn't have Kavana, you did. Why? Because your body, you benefit from something happened. Okay? There was a result. Whether you had Kavana or not, okay? I feel better, or it provides nutrients, whatever it may be. Right? When it comes to food, okay, there's Hana. But he said, "Ruchaim b'chozel of shayach chalak mitzvah achilas matzah." She is so dina b'kiyum mitzvah shel achila. When it's a mitzvah achila, alkein ain a tzricha kavana ki hu ma'aseh sheyesh bo hana. The act of eating automatically is considered to be done with kavana because there's Hana. But said Ruchaim, that's only true in the mitzvah achila. Ma she'ain alkein achilas kezayis b'sukkah. When you eat the kezayis the first night of sukkah. After the afino and the tesol and haramatzah, become welcome. Chalos hamitzah yishiv besukkah velokim shalafila. Or fichik binam b'kavana kechol mitzah shesrichas kavana. And as we usually pass, I showed you the other day that mitzah shesrichas kavana. If mitzah shesrichas kavana, how can the yotze matzahs threaten me mitzah shesrichas kavana? The answer is because food is different. Achila is different. Achila is an automatic built-in kavana because it's called shekhei nana. You benefit it. So if it's a built-in, it's as if you have kavana because you benefit it. Says in Chaim, but that's only true if the mitzvah is achila. The first night of sukkah, the mitzvah is not achila. Okay, and he says, I'm just finish. Hine divrei bar hagratzot on him commotion of his bar medas shari shonim. The ikar mitzvah shiva sukkah. This is based on the ikar mitzvah shiva sukkah. Achav shuka near the zel ikar abay Yerushalmi. Then he suggests, the Rav suggests that maybe this was a question of Yerushalmi. Right, that's what came yesterday. Do you have to come in hungry, right? When Rezera says, do you have to eat the kezias and so on, and bachatzos, and the Rosh said, okay, he says, when you look at the last part, the Shnei HaSekers, clearly Zerazer, this is the Rav himself. The Iker HaMitzah Mitzah Chil Kmol Matzah, he came, we didn't show up on toy. He says, that question we asked yesterday, do you have to go in with an appetite? Do you have to? So the Rav said, maybe that's going to be dependent on this very same chakira. When do we say you have to have an appetite on what?
It's the food.
All right? This is the food. But in the whale sukkahs, maybe this is not the food. Maybe this is eating. And therefore, that may have been with Ramah first thought. That's why Ramah, the dark emotion, that's a chumri yaseira. What do you mean? You can't eat an erev sukkah, the chumri yaseira. Right? To say you have to not eat an erev sukkahs in the afternoon, why not? Okay, because the mitzvah is not achila at night. On Pesach, the mitzvah is achila. Right? In Cain, we show them the Shutai, Bo Matzah. Kvo Cain, the doctor, show because I don't know the most horrible of the Rav. Can't have anything else mixed, no jam, no nothing, no honey mixed in. Who passed after? Who was there? In Ikra, mitzvah, mitzvah, the yeshiva, the sukkah. The afina, the tesor, the tesor, the yeshiva, to the sky, my day, my sakhila. In Cain, lo, be in the shikana, the sukkah, the shutai, the chain, lo, be in the kazai, the Dein achilas hakezayis achemta shal mitzvah. The sagi kam in targima v'zeh gufan is not mishamah. Those are the two sides of the suffering mishamah. That's the Rav's own. The Rav said that it depends. Our chakira depends. It is going to manifest the result again of how far we take this one as well. So I hope everything comes together. Right? And all this is one. So this is the lumbus over here. But it was according to what the Rav is suggesting. The mishamah is suffering. Now, it's interesting because we've kind of seems to kind of split in terms of Pesach, because I don't think people say that, even though Ramah, again, I'm convinced that was Ramah's first reaction. When Ramah heard the Pesach, that someone say to Maril, Pascha, that an Erev Sukkos, the afternoon should be, because when I have an appetite, Maril, he said, the Chol Yisrael. Why? Because that's a din in Achila. Sukkos is not a Achila. Then he changed his mind. Okay, it's a question of why he changed his mind. Maybe he went over the other way, so no, it's also din in Achila. Or maybe, okay, since it's not such a big deal. But we do accept that because Ramos said it, but we don't seem to accept that you have to have the chal, you can't get the chal honey, you know, which, so we kind of split it. Anyway, we'll stop over here, and we'll go over it again tomorrow. This, I want to understand the chakira, and we'll continue tomorrow. Okay. Have a good day.